due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Go fuck yourself!
Who in the hell do you think you are?
It's about time you did something right.
You're just a dumbass.
Hey, go fuck yourself. Get that guy out of here.
Yeah!
Damn!
You are dealing with the best in the world!
I admit it. I'm an asshole.
Oh, see? I just can't stand.
You get nothing!
Drink it in, man.
We are in the final month of 2025 and back from our hiatus. This is Jason Block here at the North American Wrestling Connection. Nikki Hayman is pretty much exhausted. She's missed a few connections, and I don't know if she's still with the family or in Ohio. I don't know where she is.
She's getting beaten within an inch of her life when it comes to work right now, so it'll be a question mark if she's coming in for a while, okay? Okay.
Gotcha. So I've got, of course, my wonderful co-host, Mr. One with the numbers, Mr. Statboy Josh Henniger. Welcome back.
A, good evening, and B, more importantly,
we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We now join our regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
On the other side of the planet, of course, is Shane Bad News Beeman. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. We're just getting over the hangover of Survivor Series, War Games, and everything else.
Yes, we are. Let's start with that, shall we?
Yes.
Because that was John Cena's last pay-per-view. I'm going to say it, you know.
Yeah.
I'm fucking brave. At Petco Park, which was at about a capacity of, what, about 45,000 people? Something to that effect?
Petco's our maximum is 40, or right now is 39.8, but that is under baseball configuration.
Yeah, but it was a very, very satisfying pay-per-view. It really was. It was a good show. It wasn't a great show, but it was a good show. Now,
yeah, there were some weaknesses.
Yeah, like, for example, Nia Jax's outfit. Good lord.
Yeah.
So, in the women's War Games match, Team Rhea, which was AJ Lee, Alexa Bliss, Charlotte Flair, Io Sky, and Rhea, defeated Asuka, Team Asuka, which was Becky Lynch, Lash Legend, Nia Jax, Kabuki Warriors, and the Kabuki Warriors, where Becky made... I'm sorry, AJ made Becky supposedly tap. And of course, if you've been following her Twitter, Shane, good grief, right? Twitter's nuts right now.
I mean, Becky's Twitter troll game is honestly the best, and it's just so entertaining to watch. She's just basically said that until I get, one, my belt back, two, Jessica Carr suspended, and three, something else, I can't remember what the third one was, I will not be showing up to Raw indefinitely.
Cool.
Yes.
Stay home. At least for a little while, after all, Seth is out.
Yes,
but we know the real reason why she was taken. Well, we knew the hot reason that there was a second reason why she was taking that hiatus, because a certain little girl turned 5 years old, so yay.
yes, Rue has turned 5. But I have to ask you, I'll just ask you this, because I think it's succeeding, but I think Becky's, I will say it again, Trump-like tweets are succeeding. I think they're good. I think they're funny. I think they work.
Taking the piss out of, him.
Taking the piss out of him while using it to promote herself as an angle.
Yes.
It's a double whammy, which is awesome.
Yes.
Anyway.
I mean, look, it's great, but I'm wondering where this is going, especially when it comes to Jessica Carr. Like, because we know that she's wrestling.
Yeah, she's involved
on,
right
like, house shows and stuff, house shows and stuff like that under Calyx.
Yes, right. And she's also wrestling
under her.
Hi, am I invisible? She's in Evolve 2.
Yes.
Under that name, so wouldn't surprise me.
Now, do you think she would be good, or do you think that they would set her up to fail?
I never have seen her wrestle, I must admit. But then again, I don't watch... What was Evolve on? Tubi?
Tubi. Do you have Tubi?
I mean, I could. In fact, anybody could. Tubi's free, but
yeah,
no.
Tubi is one of those fast channel...
Yes.
One of those fast channel places.
Yes.
So, the next match was... Here we go. Yes. The John Cena... defending his Intercontinental Champion against Dominic Mysterio. So, and I gotta tell you, John Cena is the effing man, okay?
Yeah.
Not only did he allow Raquel Rodriguez to give him a Tejana bomb, he also allowed Roxanne Perez to do Pop Rocks while Dominic Mysterio was doing an Eddie Guerrero feigning an injury. And what happened was is that once Dom, and if, the ref was interesting. He saw that the injury was feigned and he didn't count the pin. Did you notice that?
Oh.
Interesting. Yeah. He did not count the pin.
I didn't.
Great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Later in the match, though, we have the return of Liv Morgan.
Yes.
So Liv Morgan, who looks in great shape, comes in and slaps the ever-loving shit out of Dominic Mysterio. We're going, face turn, right?
For half a second, yes.
Yes, for about half a second, she jumps into John Cena's arms and then gives this psychotic look a la John Cena's heel turn about 10 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Kicks John Cena in the ding-ding. Dom and Liv are back, and the dirty couple helps Dominic win the Intercontinental Championship, and yes, that's what we thought, pretty much.
Yep. And Cena was like, thank you, everybody, going back up the ramp, because this was it for his pay-per-views. Now note, there was a little something that should be mentioned.
Go for it.
During John Cena's entrance.
That's right.
Because he was talking to Cameraman Stu, and it turns out Cameraman Stu's son was helping him or his father out, getting the wires in or behind his father.
Right. Yeah.
Stu was the cameraman, and Stu's son was the cable boy. And
yes,
Cena was very happy for him and said, "It's good to have your son at work, isn't it?" It's like, let's go to work for the whole time.
Just like, I'm choked. I'm just choked up there. And by the way, John Cena did something also related to a story we're going to talk about later that Bailey did.
Yes.
Okay. Because it just was published that he spent the entire day with them.
Oh, ho.
He spent 8 hours at the Women's Summit today.
Okay.
Which we'll get to, because I think this is the coolest shit. It's actually awesome. Anyway. Yeah. Stephanie Vaquer defeated Nikki Bella. Okay.
Yeah, to be expected.
Yeah, it was to be expected. It was an okay match. Mm-hmm. Stephanie carried Nikki as best she could.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the men's War Games match was quite interesting, too.
Yes.
For a couple of reasons. Okay. First of all, thank God Bronson Reed did not go up top. Just saying.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. So, the vision... Well, first of all, Brock was just insane. Okay? Mm-hmm. Suplexes all over the place. But here's the interesting thing. During the end of the match, a hooded man jumps into the ring and does Seth's signature stomp move, yes?
Yes. As well as a super kick.
Yes. And climbs out, and I believe, what was it Breaker who pinned Punk?
Yes, is that right? It was, because that okay. will lead up to something on Raw.
Yes, it will. So, there's that. And Roman goes to Cody, I'm never teaming with your ass again. And Cody is like, bet. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, we're done here. And, yeah, I mean, again, it was a good show, not a great show.
Yeah. Now, note, there are some rumors that it wasn't Seth doing those moves.
Correct.
Because people are assuming Seth...
We have a theory. We have a theory, right?
Why I oughta.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Austin theory is the likely rumor.
Right.
Wouldn't surprise me much.
They have had a list. They have put other people on the list as well about who they speculate it could be. Like, they've been ones about Orton, or the person moves way too fast for Orton.
And also, if you happen to see the masked person, much too thin to be Orton. Orton is a thick boy right now.
Hell, actually, some people even speculated it might be the returning Zoe Stark. I was like, ooh, that would be interesting.
The problem is too tall, and unfortunately, once again, wrong body type.
Hmm.
Plus, it was a bit too fluid for most women. I know that sounds a little sexist, but unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah. But again, good show, which we'll cover AEW in a second, which led to Monday Night Raw, and yes, a couple of things. Okay? So, the Vision comes out, and Bron Breakker, oh my God, he is now a made man after that promo. Hold on, let me see. Wrestling transcripts, right? Here we go. Have it here. Not NXT. Here we go. So,
there it is.
Here we go. There it is. Do you want me to say it, or?
Do it.
Okay, he goes, I'm a little upset tonight, and it's not because of where we are, it's not because of the hooded guy, Batman, or whoever the hell that was, that jumped the cage on Saturday and tried to ruin my moment. I'm upset, almost disappointed, really, about how easy it was to pin CM Punk. Because I thought it was going to have to reach into my bag and find this courage, this different level of athleticism, this different level of going to a place that I've never been before, to face the guy I grew up watching, that I heard about, that all I heard the stories of the greatness of CM Punk, only for me to stand across from him and realize that CM Punk is nothing but a soft-ass bitch.
Ooh!
CM Punk is no different than any other veteran that's lived off past glory. He's no different than Seth Rollins being a narcissistic piece of garbage at the top of the mountain, holding everyone else down when really he should be worrying about the war that's going inside of his own and that his wife is bigger than a bigger star than he is.
Yeah.
On January 5th, there's going to be a fight, meaning at the first anniversary Netflix Raw in Brooklyn.
Yes.
CM Punk is going to defend his title against Bron Breakker. And he goes, I promise you, because on Saturday you tried to break my neck. By the way, he landed really wrong. Ow. Mm-hmm. You tried to ruin my life, tried to ruin my dream, everything that I've worked for my entire life. You tried to take that away from me. So listen to me, Punk. I'm going to ruin your life. I'm coming for your career. I'm coming for every good memory that these people remember you for. I'm coming for it all. And I didn't forget, this is for you, by the way. I hope you're watching at home. You remember last year at WrestleMania backstage when you came up to me in the back of the hallway and you said, well, congratulations on all the success, kid. Let's see if you could cut a promo with the big dogs now. Well, la-dee-da, consider the promo cut. Because on January 5th, when you're on ass looking up at the lights and I'm standing over you and they announce me as the new heavyweight champion of the world, you will look into my eyes with your beady, stupid face and you'll realize you're not even close to the badass Bron Breakker, the real best in the world. And Logan Paul went, damn! And he's right. This promo made Bron Breakker.
Yeah. Because, as you mentioned, yes, just a note here. Punk wasn't there Monday night, nor was AJ. And there is a reason for that. Their dog, Larry, passed. And as you know, for all intents and purposes, Punk and AJ's son. I know that sounds a little cheesy.
No, it's a pet parent thing. Yeah. I get it. No problem.
Yeah.
And if you notice, he wore a jacket on Saturday night, said Larry's dad, Larry could have passed even before then.
Yes, but we do need to go back to the promo. Oh, yes. Braun's now a made man. That's not a question of if.
The question is, does he take the title? You want to know something?
I say yes.
I say yes.
I say no at the moment, because there are reports going around that he's the most likely favorite for the Rumble. So, if he loses, that's not terrible either way.
Yeah.
No, if he loses, it's just a redemption story. He wins the Rumble, and then we get Punk vs. Breakker 2 at Mania. If Punk, touch wood, that Punk lasts till the WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Exactly, but also something else happened on that Raw, which was the fact that Jey Uso lost to LA Knight.
Yeah.
And got really pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
Dad predicted, as he's leaving the ring, Dad says, he's going to destroy the Prime stuff. And then, boom, he destroyed the Prime stuff.
Nice.
Prime Drink Center. And he wouldn't answer to Jackie Redmond. Are we finally going to get the Jey Uso heel turn?
Maybe. Just maybe. I don't know. Not yet.
Okay.
But
so, I'm still blown away by that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Bronson Bron Breakker promo. I mean, they're gonna push him to the moon.
Yeah.
I really believe. And we go to NXT, which also led to Deadline, which we'll kind of talk about now, sort of, at the moment. So we have a title change.
Yep.
Deadline is going on right now in San Antonio as we speak. Obafemi is your new is your two-time, right? I believe it is two-time.
Well, I believe so. Two-time NXT World Champion. And what happened on SmackDown will feed right into this, because there was a promo cut in the back with Adam Pearce, but Nick Aldis and Cody Rhodes. It would have been Adam Pearce.
You had it right, Nick Aldis.
Ricky
Saints and Obafemi, with Cody saying, "Winner of Deadline faces me at Saturday night's main event." Which means now, this is Oba's technical main roster debut.
No, because, well,
at least on this level.
He's going to have a match. Now, here's the intro. Now, I think that this match is going to end in a schmoz,
mm-hmm.
because Drew McIntyre ain't finished with him yet.
Yeah.
Because Obafemi cannot defeat Cody Rhodes clean.
Mm-hmm.
He can't.
No way.
You know? Not right now.
I disagree with that, but, depending on if you're wanting to build up a potential story between the two in the future, you can say, well, if I was running it, you have Oba beat Cody clean, become a runner up at Royal Rumble, which leads to a future title shot for him, not at Mania, but at the pay-per-view before Mania.
Right.
But it's here or there.
Excuse me, I have to mute for a second. Hold on a second.
What else has happened so far? Let's see now.
Well, Raw sort of kickstarted a lot of things that we're going to see at Saturday night's main event.
Yes.
For those that are Bayley fans and have been pissed that Bayley has not been featured on a lot of PLEs lately,
mm-hmm.
she's getting her own singles match. It'll be her versus Sol Ruka.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
That will be interesting.
Saturday night main event.
Yes. Exactly. With that. And let's talk about Bayley now for a second before, mm-hmm. because it tangentially does this stuff.
Yes.
Bayley is doing something which I think is amazing, and it's not affiliated with WWE, and she's putting out, I believe she's paying for this all on her own to do this.
Think so? Okay. She's essentially using this as a test run for what she will do post retirement.
You think so?
Yes. She actually mentioned as much too.
Oh, okay. Because it's at the Lodestone Resort in Orlando, Florida.
There we go. I've got the article from WrestlingNews.co, which is outright quoting her. During an appearance on the Nikki and Brie show,
okay.
she said this, "I've always pictured myself continuing on with wrestling and wanting to open a school someday, and I'll be running a seminar next month to wet my feet in that stuff. And that was the last 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and today.
Yes. And some of the people who were there included Charlotte Flair, Natty Neidhart, which we need to get back to in a second.
Yes.
Bianca Belair, Ivy Nile, Lyra Valkyria, Rhea Ripley, Roxanne Perez, Maxine Dupri. And today, she wrote 36 minutes ago, when this was tweeted, First is Forever, Lodestone 2025. Thank you, at John Cena. Exactly 1 week away from his last match, John showed up today, watched 10 women's matches, and spent 8 hours with us. Legit 8 hours. No conversation or piece of advice could have impacted me the way he did today by just showing up. Not just for me, but for each person in that room. That meant the world. I'll always strive to be what John Cena was today. The GOAT. Mm-hmm. Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, because we all know, I know I'm bouncing all over the place here, but this is important. You know what? I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Okay. Let's go back to Monday for a second, because Natty Neidhart was in there.
Yes.
We got the debut of a character, didn't we?
Yes. Something based on her character from Bloodsport. Josh Barnett's shindig.
A low-key legend.
Yes. And
She was putting Maxine
Dupri threw her the paces and then some.
Right. And it was a great promo, and I'm like, oh, God, if they did this. I mean, Shane, you love that, right?
I mean, yeah, it was great to see, and I know Natty's been trying her hardest to get this character on screen for ages, so yeah. I was glad to see her doing this coaching of Maxine to bring out like a more vicious side of her.
Mm-hmm.
Right, instead of just, you know, the Alpha Academy side.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'll wait and pass judgment to see what they do with it in the upcoming weeks, because until we actually see her wrestling under this character, then it's just, for me, it's just vignette stuff.
Right.
Okay. That's fine, but the reason why we brought up this women's stuff is one of the 20 women just happens to be Izzy Moreno.
Yes.
Full circle.
Yeah. From Bayley superfan to being trained by Bayley and friends.
Crazy.
Yeah, but the craziest thing was I didn't go and view Izzy's page to see if she actually mentioned being reunited with Bayley. But the main one I saw was that it's like such an honor to be trained by Charlotte. I'm like, damn, where's Karen Bayley when you need her? Like, do a retweet of that and be like, this ungrateful bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I will just say, yeah, well, no. Izzy, I'm just saying, Izzy has been taken into this, and this is definitely an under-the-wing sort of thing.
Yes.
Okay?
I wouldn't be surprised before too much longer, within the next 2 to 3 years, Izzy shows up in a major wrestling company. And more than likely...
Oh, I know, I agree with you.
She'll be WWE-bound because of her history.
I wouldn't be surprised if she's in Evolved first.
Yes.
At NXT.
Yes.
I don't think. I mean, look, is she good? Yeah. Is she TV worthy? No.
Not yet.
Even close. No.
Give it time.
She's very good. Okay.
And she's still just 18.
Oh my God! A wild Nikki appears.
What?
Nikki?
Nikki's not here right now. Leave a message.
Mox?
Is this Mox?
Sorry, folks. She's been kind of unconscious. I really did a dumb thing.
What'd you do?
Well, you see, the warehouse, they want more business, right? So I made a couple of phone calls, called in a couple of favors. Next thing you know, she's working 15, 16, 17 hour shifts.
Damn.
Yeah.
So, oh yeah, and she had to go in on Saturdays. Really pissed off at.
I don't blame her, considering how much hell she's been through the last few months. I mean, it's about the same amount of hell you've been through for the last few weeks. How did it feel for Colonial to uppercut your soul out of your body?
Much of a soul left, so it didn't hurt.
Yeah.
That's right, because we have the Continental Classic going on. I'm going to pull up the standings for that.
Yes, and tonight was you versus Takeshita. Wait a minute. You and Takeshita, how did that go?
It was easy. It was fun. I didn't bleed.
Unlike, you know, Wednesday, where you bled and you lost.
Don't fucking rub it in.
Rub it in, rub it in.
Rub it in. Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, you lost to Claudio, and you're about to face Takeshita this week. Ooh, boy. And then at World's End in Illinois, I mean, at the moment right now, you're in third right now, but Claudio's in first. You okay with that?
Of course not. I lost. Ah.
Dude, when are you going to take a vacation?
Ain't this a vacation part? I don't believe.
Well, you tapped out at Blood and Guts, man.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. I mean, you had glass in your mouth, but, you know, kind of gross and disgusting.
Yeah, and Renee still ain't happy with me.
I mean,
yeah. As a matter of fact, I saw a bit where she actually posted the video of her talking about you while you were passing by her.
Flip her off. I don't remember.
It's all right, man. So, I'm just saying you're using her account just to say hi for a sec, or are you gonna? You know, she can, you know, if she wants to come by, she can.
Let me go get her. I just, she's still not quite all here yet, so.
All good.
And, she's even more pissed at me. She told me, you realize the only thing she got to see was, Aleister Black and Zelina last night, and that's only because he had to run away and lock a door or some shit.
Oh, man. Ugh.
So, yeah, she's going to be kind of in the dark, so be, you know, go easy on her, right?
Okay.
We got her. Yeah, we got it.
All right, I'll go get her.
Thanks.
Okay. Why do you think I'm not...
I wasn't expecting to hear from Mox at all this week, I must admit.
Neither did I. He's wrestling now. I guess he's in the locker room somewhere or
either
somewhere.
That or it was taped earlier.
It's possible. Is Collision live this week? Let's see.
I think it is from but it is in Columbus, so there's a possibility.
Oh, that's why. Okay. That's why. All right. It's fine. He can get to the arena.
Yep.
With that, actually, let's go back, actually, to full gear.
Yes.
Actually, no. We were talking about NXT. As we said, Obafemi defeated Ricky Saints. Kendall Gray is your Women's Iron Survivor. And is going to challenge, who is it, JC Jane, I believe it is?
Yes, it is Juicy Juice. I mean, JC Jane.
Juicy Juice. Yes. And
Yes, that'll Ethan be champion Page. Versus champion versus champion.
Yeah.
Right. Ethan Page defeated Mr. Iguana. Not a surprise.
Lizard.
Yes. Easy game
beat Tatum basically.
And right now we've got a tie in the men's Iron Survival at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
With everyone having at least one fall.
Okay.
And there's that. Going over to Full Gear back for a sec.
Yes. Because we have ourselves a new AEW World Heavyweight Champion.
That's correct. And his name is Samoa Joe.
After Hook screwed over Hangman.
Wow.
Yeah.
Curse, I mean, it wasn't really that surprising.
I know, curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal.
Right. Didn't the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega reunite?
Yes.
After
a face turn? Essentially, yeah, the Bucks are now turned back, but they're like, nah, $1 million is not enough. We want our friend back. After, you know, they were beating on, or the Don Callis family was beating on Kenny's ass.
Right, exactly.
The return of the elite.
Yep.
Yes, Mark Briscoe does not have to join the Don Callis family because he defeated Kyle Fletcher.
And
become the new
yes
AEW TNT champion.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle O'Reilly made Jon Moxley tap again.
Yeah.
Good, he deserved it. Sorry, guys.
Hey, Nikki.
Oh, Nikki! Oh, my. Mox told me that. Oh, good grief. You all right?
No, I am not all right. Yes, I need a little extra money. Yes, it's kind of nice to finally get somebody there that gives a shit and is promising all kinds of things. But when you don't get home, before 2 a.m. 5 days straight.
Yep.
Oof.
Oh, and then get voluntold to work Saturday.
Jesus.
So I went in this morning, I looked around, it was a mess. I got a few things done, and since the major honchos decided they didn't need to come in on Saturday, the fact that they practically told us, oh, it's voluntary, but we're not asking.
I hear what you're saying.
Which means it's not voluntary. It's a voluntold, which I hate.
Well, it comes down to voluntold.
Yeah.
So, but when I spoke to one of them, they said 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., so I stayed till 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
I radioed the... was it Mox that did that? Trying to grab the radio away from me and started singing, fuck this shit, I'm out. Radio. And I had to take it away from him and said, I'm sorry, but I have to go. And there was a lot left. I don't care. And Mox is right. The only thing I got to see, because I snuck away to one of the two TVs in the building, all I got to see is the vignette with Alistair and Lena. Continuing to needle Damian Priest.
Hmm.
So, you'll have to forgive my minor consciousness. I mean,
you're all good. We got you. We got you.
I appreciate it.
No, well, and so. And by the way, breaking news, Javon Evans won the men's Survivor.
Oh, so it'll be your boy, Bouncy.
See? So he's going to fight Obafemi New Year's Eve.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, just as a thought, just to go back for a little bit, if it's okay, Josh, just give me your thoughts on couple of things. First of all, Survivor Series. What did you think of the show itself?
The show was good. Not great. Needed to be a little bit more violent. But mm-hmm. that's what happens when you have company honchos that say they're willing to charge out the ass for a mediocre product. Not my words.
Okay.
It's one of the TKO guys.
You aren't wrong.
Well, the stories were all right. There was a match or two I wasn't interested in. Both war game matches were decent.
Mm-hmm.
But the men's match should have been a lot bloodier.
Right.
The women's match was quite good, and Io is still crazy.
Yeah.
But she started a tradition, and she's willing to do it as long as she can.
Mm-hmm.
The Nikki Bella match I had absolutely zero interest in.
Yeah.
There were way too many, hey, look at the celebrities we got to come in. And, hey, buy this shit.
Mm-hmm.
There was no need for that many commercials, and I don't care who's at the building.
Yeah.
People I want to see are in the ring.
Yes. And that's the problem. TKO doesn't quite get that.
No.
And they won't for a bit. So
yeah.
It's going to take, unfortunately, it's going to take a lot of fans walking away.
Yeah.
Okay.
And even then, because, oh, by the way, KO, they're keeping your asses afloat.
Mm-hmm. Because without WWE, TKO would be so underwater right now. And I mean so underwater.
And this...
Go ahead,
Shane.
I was going to say, can we just be brutally honest here? The reason why WWE's prices have gone up, and all UFC fans can hate me, I don't care. The reason why WWE's prices have gone up is because WWE is having to pay for UFC's fuck-ups and their debt that they're in, and that's what's causing TKO to go, oh, shit, we can't get it with UFC. WWE's bringing in a lot of money. Let's see if they can get any more and try and suck fans dry.
Yeah.
And there's already a minor ripple effect going on because I understand ESPN isn't terribly happy with the deal. And fuck ESPN for the fact that we have to through a second, sometimes third service to watch events. I'm sorry. Netflix, Peacock, USA. Done.
Or can we just be like the rest of the world? Oops, all Netflix?
Yeah, because, oh, speaking of which, there is a major story about that.
Yes.
Ooh. Netflix has bought Warner Brothers Discovery.
Yes.
Or at least made an offer to do that.
Yeah, now note, it doesn't affect the TV product, which means AEW would not be screwed over. Their contract through 2027 would still be upheld.
And by the way, the value of this was $82 billion.
Jesus.
So, is this the final Forbidden Door? Now that they might be, since they could feasibly be under the same umbrella?
Possibility.
It's a possibility. It is a very strong possibility that some, well, because they're also getting HBO Max, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe. Which means that Netflix could be controlling of the two biggest companies in wrestling right now. Crazy.
And mm-hmm. So, what's the government thinking of this right now?
They're not happy right now, but again, we got a while yet before this goes through.
And all they have to do is just butter the right pot, or essentially butter up the right people, and they will get it no problem.
Oh yeah. Money makes the world go round and round and round.
I'm sorry, but isn't a certain individual's mother-in-law like real good buddies with the current president of the United States? I don't think it's going to be hard to get this shit pushed.
Currently the Secretary of Education?
Yes, but not necessarily buddy-buddy, but in the administration right now. I'll just say that. But we are heading to... Now, we want to talk about SmackDown. I want to go back also to discuss something else, Nikki. Two things. One,
okay.
Breaker's promo. Did you get to see it?
Did you not hear me earlier?
Nope, she didn't. Nikki, if you can get a chance to either later on tonight or sometime tomorrow, you really should. This was Breaker's coming out promo.
Ooh.
Actually, would you like me to read it again? Because I can do it for you.
No.
That would take a bit long.
We would essentially be padding the show. Don't worry about that.
Yeah,
you should check it out. But on Friday, SmackDown, we got to see... Well, first of all, Drew McIntyre was going to be sent home. He gets in his car and Cody kicks the crap out of him in his SUV.
Yep.
Nice.
Essentially, turnabout is fair play after what happened in Cody's tour bus.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Drew nearly got into a legit accident.
Oh, did he?
He was about a couple of centimeters off hitting that truck. I was like, turn the wheel.
I hear that. Turn the wheel. Yes. But the big deal was the fact that LA Knight and Gunther had a barn burner of a match. Barn burner of a match. To have the right to fight for John Cena. To fight John Cena a week from this coming Saturday, actually. A week from today. And Gunther won an unbelievably great match.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Really good. So, the final match of John Cena's career will be John Cena versus Gunther. And Gunther says, I will make you finally do something you've never done before, which is give up.
For the first time in 20 years. Because the last person to make Cena tap is Kurt Angle, back in 2004.
Wow!
Yeah.
Okay.
So, right after Cena... Or right as Cena was doing his come up, WrestleMania 20, in between 20 and 21.
Okay.
All right.
So yeah, it's been ages, but it wouldn't surprise me at all.
So I think whatever Gunther does to Cena for a submission... Does Cena just tap, or does he pass out?
He's definitely to never give up, so pass out is most likely.
I think
he
passes out. I think Gunther puts him to sleep, and Cena passes out.
Yeah.
Because Cena will never give up, because that's his shtick.
Yeah.
Yes,
I did it. I did like that Gunther sort of sent his own little message to Cena as well by putting LA Knight... making LA Knight tap to his own sort of version of the STF. I was like, well, that was interesting. Yes.
And Nikki, Cena has been doing a shit ton of promos this week. He was on Jimmy Kimmel, ironically enough.
I saw some of that because one of the things they discussed was his costume thing from the Oscars a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Right.
And Cena did touch on the fact that the whole show wasn't going to be about him, that it was going to be about
the next generation.
Yeah. So we're going to see a lot of NXT people.
Yes.
We're going to see Bron Breakker murder somebody.
Soraka will be there facing off against Bayley.
And
Oba Femi, as we learned tonight, Oba Femi will be facing off against Cody Rhodes.
That intrigues me.
Yeah.
Cody's gonna die. Cody's
no, he's
gonna
not. Die.
Not really.
Cody gonna die?
No, it's gonna
Cody
be...
Cody gonna get hurt, but Cody ain't gonna die.
I drew.
Unless Cody says, fuck it.
Well, I have a feeling that it's going to be matches interruptus.
Yes, by psychopathic Scottishes.
Yes. So, nothing against Femi.
But everything against Drew. Oops.
Because Drew gets screwed all the time.
Mm-hmm. Because he screws himself on the daily.
Mm-hmm.
But it keeps him on TV.
Yeah.
Oh, did you guys know we don't have a sound guy tonight? But is there a 10 bell going into the show for Larry?
We talked about Larry.
We did
but,
talk
but,
about Larry.
We'll ask Chief High Muckety Muck to put.
Yeah.
Yes, that just killed me, you know?
I didn't get the news right away, but it hit home really, really hard. Somebody had put up a reel of Punk coming out, and he was wearing the jacket that says Larry's dad.
Yeah.
Yes.
And while he was kneeling down, he grabbed the logo, Larry's dad, and squeezed it as hard as he possibly could.
Mm-hmm.
I think Larry had passed before he left for...
Yeah.
You know?
Likely.
Mm-hmm.
But it sucks. I've been there. I've done that. I don't need a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Exactly, but we also had a final resolution pay-per-view.
Yes.
And the big thing is that that's going to lead into something, Nikki. First of all, the big thing is that the Righteous are now in TNA. Okay.
Yep.
Fine.
But the bigger deal is that TNA, I think, is going to get its most widest audience ever starting January 15th.
Yes.
They are now going to be broadcast on AMC TV.
Cool.
Which I believe is part of the Discovery Networks, aren't they?
American Movie Classics? Yes, that's what AMC stands for.
Not American Movie Classics.
That's what it was all about years ago.
Okay.
It is... AMC Networks is owned by AMC Networks, by the looks of things.
Oh, they're Lion. I think they're Lionsgate.
They are owned by the Dolan family.
Oh, okay. Now, the Dolan family is actually someone I know.
Yes.
Because the Dolan family owns the Knicks and a little thing called Madison Square Garden.
Yes, so it is not owned by Warner Brothers Discovery.
Okay. So, yes. So, yeah, the Dolan family owns that, and yes. So it's going to be on starting January 15th, which I believe with a live show.
Yes.
Nikki, I'm assuming you have AMC in your basic cable plan, right?
I'd have to look. Okay. But I'm pretty sure I do.
I'm looking in Fios, and I believe I do. Let's see. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Live research, folks. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Should be there. A&E. I have AMC somewhere. At least. Oh, there we are. I am on channel 731 on my Fios. So, yes, I can record TNA and I can actually watch it because I would over AEW. I would. Because you also...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Well, I wouldn't have a choice. I don't get TBS or TNT.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And I don't get anything but NXT right now.
Okay.
All right, so...
So, I think we got everything. Well, no, you wanted to talk about ROH Final Battle for a second, didn't you?
Yes, because the biggest story out of it... Somebody finally lost a title! Mercedes Moné lost the ROH Women's Television Championship back to Red Velvet. And now tonight, Mercedes is facing off against Layla Gray on Collision.
Yes, and I hate to be this guy, but it's part of it. It's in my name. I'm afraid I have some bad news. Mercedes Moné retained.
Boo!
She kept her TBS title.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she just needed to get rid of a couple of titles so that she could carry them without ruining her shoulders.
Yeah.
And, well...
You mean ruining the shoulders of the people that carry them?
Right.
No, it's the fact that, somehow she's actually proving that she's been able to hold these titles so long without getting hurt. Or is that because she's not defending them?
And some other things that came out of that, Deonna Purrazzo is the inaugural ROH Women's Pure Champion.
Yep.
La Facción Ingobernable is the new...
Tag team title holders.
And the Beast Mordos, a.k.a. Mr. Moné.
Yes.
Okay. Is there. And Sammy Guevara.
Yep. And Bandido is the new ROH world champ.
No. I thought he defended the championship.
No, that was held up, as far as I know. Okay. Wait, no, it wasn't. It wasn't. You're right. We're all tired in our different ways.
Yes, we are. But, I think we need to sell some soap here.
Yes.
I think we're going to do that. To start with you, Shane, anything?
Nope. Just if you guys want to know more of my wrestling opinions, then just follow me on Twitter @AussieAsole.
Yes. And just to let you know, we are in the planning stages of our sort of final, according to our chief, High Muckety Muck special, is that once John Cena is done, we are going to do a retrospective on his career.
Yep. That'll be coming in next week or so.
Yes, we're going to do a special show related to that. Josh,
yes.
It was a thing.
Yeah, knickknacks we'll deal with later because they haven't done anything new in a while. The last 2 weeks on It Was a Thing on TV, they recovered the 1983 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and they covered the 1989 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Did you ever want to see Fred Travellina do a terrible Joker impression? Here's your chance! Then, a spin-off of Cheers called The Tortellis, a show that did not do well, and featured that bitch, Gene Kasem.
Mm-hmm.
And then, a 1984 sitcom called Shaping Up, starring Leslie Nielsen and Jennifer Tilly. Ratings-wise, it was okay. It didn't do great, though. And because it was coming right off of Three's Company's final season, the ratings were getting knocked by about half, so they ultimately decided, we're going to move on. Coming up next week is The Viewer's Choice, which is looking to be Big John, Little John, a Saturday morning sitcom from 1976 starring Herb Edelman as Big John, and Cousin Oliver, Robbie Rist, post Brady Bunch, as Little John. It only lasted 13 weeks, go figure. But you'll find more about that and so much more on itwasathenontv.com. Jason, we've got to talk about the BS.
The BS, we've got 2 weeks going. And this week, we had 2 weeks. We had the Thanksgiving Day stuff where, how about them Cowboys? They did their thing. This weekend is a big weekend for both college football as all the championships are going on. And we're going to cover the actual final playoff rankings on Tuesday. And if things go certain ways, the Chiefs may be done if the Texans win on Sunday. Lots of playoff implications this week as we head towards the final quarter of the year.
Yeah, plus the Bengals are still hanging on for dear life because nobody wants to win the AFC North.
You got something else?
Yeah, sorry, just breaking news because you reported earlier, Jason, that Javon Evans won the Men's Iron Survivor, but something even bigger happened after he won.
To end
deadline, Tony D'Angelo made his surprise return and took out Javon.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, was he hurt? Was he hurt? Yeah.
It was storyline reasons, so maybe not. But even then,
storyline reasons. We thought he was getting a main roster call up because Stax took over as like beat him and become the new Don pretty much. But now he's back in NXT and looks like he's still doing his mafia type gimmick, but in a newer version type way.
By the way, Nikki, you might want to let Mox know to keep his eye on the ball because he got his ass beat again.
He just needs to take that goddamn vacation.
Yeah. It's going to happen the moment he gets his ass completely and utterly handed to him by his own crew and the Death Riders.
And then he can go home, apologize to his wife and daughter, play with his dogs, and answer all the voicemails he's gotten from Seth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you something. Do you think... I think Seth is not... I don't know what is wrong with Seth. You know, because they actually brought up, oh, he faked an injury last time.
Actually, it was even worse than that. He actually got a photo taken of him in the city at that time, and he wasn't wearing his knee brace. He was walking with Rue out and about, and someone videoed him and took photos of him without his knee brace on. So that's why a lot of the speculation is going around online that it was actually Seth. And looks like WWE is just trying to fan the fires by having people think it was him rather than speculating who it could have really been.
Nice.
Well, it would be a good way to put everything on pause with him and the Vision, since we still don't... actually, that's my next question. Was it Theory that crashed the Survivor Series, the War Games match?
It has not been confirmed or denied.
Okay, Meltzer.
Sorry, it hasn't been.
No, you're fine. I'm trying to joke, but I'm not very conscious.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
I will explain more once the cameras are turned off.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if that was Seth, what do we do next?
I don't know.
If it was Seth, I mean, if it was revealed it was Seth, then you'd have to either do a program with him and Braun fighting out for who goes to face Punk for the title. Like, we know Braun's got his thing coming up in January, the first Raw of January. Is that right?
Uh-huh. January 5th. Yeah. Anniversary now on Netflix.
Yeah, so if it was Seth, I would have him return that Monday and screw Bron out of the title and just point at Punk and say, you're next. I'd go Goldberg-esque, but...
mm-hmm.
And then have Bron win, like I said before, earlier in the show, have Bron win the Royal Rumble because he's a favorite to win the Royal Rumble. And then have Seth and Punk face off for the title the pay-per-view before, have Seth win.
Chamber.
Yeah, have Seth win. Have Seth win at Elimination Chamber, and then we have Seth versus Bron for the world title at Mania.
I'm okay with that.
Same.
I mean, again, you know, we could talk about this, but it's sort of. I mean, again, WWE had a monster year this year, again, for the second year in a row.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, do they have problems? Yes. They're overpricing people out of existence. But damn, are they becoming a worldwide monolith.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That was something that I needed to discuss on this show. I need to turn in one of my wrestling cards. I'm not sure which.
Oh?
Why, what?
So is Utopia.
Oh, Z Bros. I know what you're talking about.
Guess who didn't even notice?
You.
You?
Somehow I could pick Tara Strong out in the crowd voice list, but I couldn't. I didn't see Punk or Roman.
Dang.
Well, were they there for just a second?
Well, they played the Zebras, and the Zebras really weren't part of the plot, but make a point of watching the credits. So I didn't see Phil Brooks or Joanna Wai in the credits, which is very, 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 very not me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, just saying.
Okay. Well, so yeah, on my end, of course, we had two. We took off as well for Thanksgiving. We came back as seasons are ending on Amazing Race, Survivor, and we had a Super Champ on Jeopardy, and we actually debuted a game called Next Up, which is talking about who would replace the current crop of game show hosts, because we're in sort of a generational shift.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, put it this way. Here's a shocker for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Steve Harvey on Family Feud is 68. Mm-hmm. Drew Carey is 67.
Yes.
Okay? Howie Mandel is 70.
Thing is, though, Howie's a little bit of a different case, because haven't they kind of replaced him to some degree with On Deal or No Deal? With Joe Mantegna?
No, you're thinking Joe Manganiello, and that's Deal or No Deal Island, and that just got canceled.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean,
and Howie Mandel is actually going to be taping, being the host of The Price is Right in Canada, because they're taping next year. Late this year, early next year. So, but then the other generational shifts we're talking about is that Wayne Brady's 53, and Ken Jennings and Ryan Seacrest are both 50.
Yes.
So, you know, I mean, we are, because remember, Week Martindale died this year, and Peter Marshall, and they're both in their 90s.
Yeah, they were.
And Pat Sajak is close to 80.
Yes.
Okay. So,
and Fanna talked about his late 60s, and I wouldn't be surprised if when her contract's up, she A, retires, and B, well, the Sajaks don't go far away from Wheel.
No, Maggie will be the letter toucher. Oh, yeah. Yes. And we picked that out years ago.
Yeah, we pretty much figured the moment they were starting to put Maggie into a position for, you know, social media. Yes. It's like, yeah, they're already grooming her to make her the next Vanna. Makes sense.
Yep. Yep, indeed. I also, so we talked about some of the shows, because believe it or not, like, Jeff Probst on Survivor is 65.
God, you know,
so is RuPaul Charles.
Hasn't Jeff been going for Survivor now for 25 years almost?
That's right. He started in his late 30s, and now he's 64.
Mm-hmm.
And RuPaul Charles of RuPaul's Drag Race is 65 as well.
Yeah.
I mean, and again, we're not being ageist. We were just predicting things. It's a very fun topic. You should check it out.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, all the other shows on 5 and 1. But Nikki, if you can, or if you want us not to, do you want to do auto shoutouts, or do you just want to go to bed?
Let me just do the brief version. Anybody who does fan art deserves your business. Pay well. Get your work in progress, post it everywhere, credit the artist. Keep the AIs out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, no AI art, please. So, we're going to close the shop for another week. We're going to cover, I mean, next week, I think we may wait till after the final show.
Yeah.
To see where John Cena, what John Cena does, because that's all we're leading to. Mm-hmm. And and all the other news in the next 7 days. So for Nikki, for Shane, for my co-host Josh, and of course John Mockley, wherever he is, this is Jason Block for the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week to find out what's going on.